بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لولا النسبة لبطل الحكمة. Value is added through recognition and attribution. A piece of brick, sand, mortar, cement, stone, steel, water. Really nobody thinks anything much about it. But all this put together and the house was built, now you add some respect to it. That home must be respected in a certain manner. You don't shout, don't scream, you don't scratch over all the walls. You keep the place clean and tidy. So just now it was stone, water, brick, steel, cement. And just because of attribution, the value picked up. It's no more like what it was originally. Then the same material is used to build a masjid. Now, the level of respect, whereas the same material can be used to build a toilet. But attribution is not like the masjid. So there you don't show the respect. There all the filthy things and everything would carry on there. But then it's attributed to the masjid, now you take it to a different level. So the level that picked up, the value has picked up because of the attribution. Then the same material is used on the Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibiha wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Right? Then the value is different. But if you look at the material, it's the same. It's not different. Same sand, stone, brick, mortar. Same thing is used. But just because of the attribution, the value is picked up. Then the same material put into the Kaaba Sharif, and if you just get a small chip from near, say, the Hajar Aswad, then you keep it as a tabarruk, preserve it, and perhaps you make a wasiyat that bury this with me in my grave. Will you do that? So, just because of the nisbat, now the value has picked up. Then, that same sand, if it has touched the Mubarak body of Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you see that sand is greater than Saba Samawat, the whole heavens. All the heavens, the Kursi, the Arsh, that has become so valuable, it's picked up so much tremendously. But now, the value is because of what? Nisbat, connection, relationship. So, people that went off, they went off because of not understanding nisbat. مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَعْقُلُ الطَّعَامُ يَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He's no more different to us. He also eats, we eat. He goes for his necessities, we go out for our chores, he does the same. So what's the difference between him and us? So they went off on account of what? They didn't understand this. Ma anta illa basharum misluna. Ma anta illa basharum misluna. You are a man like us. So you're no different to us. So what's the difference between you and us? So they didn't understand the Rasul. Mulana Rum Rahmatullah, he gives a whole host of similes of this type. Hadha adbun furatun wa hadha milhun ujaj. Both flowing bodies of water, salt and sweet. Both are the same. Qualities, properties, both are the same. This, it restores life. And this, it destroys life. You see that? But on the surface, both seem to be identical. This, min al-ma'i kulla shayin hay, everything is restored. And this, everything is destroyed. Can you see both are the same? Then you see the honeybee, and you see a fly. Outwardly, they don't have a big difference. The buzzing sound also may be sounding the same. But properties, work is totally different. Properties, the goals are totally different. This thing is only going after purity, pure, pollen, clean, nectar. And this thing is only going after filth. Can you see that? Properties are totally different. So, this nisbat, a failure to understand the nisbat, brings about a failure and a collapse in the whole life, in the whole structure, everything goes off. We're all coming from Adam alayhi salam, aren't we? All people that are sane and normal, they are coming from Adam alayhi salam. Yet, if it is our own child, see the attribution. And because of the attribution, what we'll do? We'll spend on the child, we'll love him, we'll cuddle him, we'll be on his case to see he has a direction in life, we'll spend upon him, secure for him, invest for him. So, he's also Adam alayhi salam. He's also Adam alayhi salam. But what was the need for you to spend, to be concerned, to make fikr, to give your life and your soul to this one here? And that one you're so concerned. Well, but alright, some really fun, give 1500 and I got some change, I give it. So, what was the reason for the whole different attitude? The nisbat. Here it's different, here it's different. So now, a failure to understand this brings about a whole failure, whole failure in life. So, man is leaving the house, right? And he's proceeding to the house of Allah Ta'ala. So, if he has all this in mind, that I'm going to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Masjidun ussisa ala taqwa fi buyutin adina Allahu an turfa'a wa yuzkara fi yasmu. Allah's command is it must be exalted. His name must be celebrated in abundance. Yuzkaru fi yasmu. Right. Rijalul la tulhim. And what are the type of people that frequent the house? They not distract, nothing distracts them from Allah's remembrance. Not business, not trade, nothing. So, now, you have an understanding of the house of Allah Ta'ala. You understand the greatness of the house of Allah Ta'ala. Who is it being attributed to? First you understand who is being attributed to. It's Allah Ta'ala. Like, when there's an attribution to an important person, then you don't take the thing lightly. If someone says, Rama Fuzas, man is here. His man, his first, his confidant. His confidant is here. Urdu they say, unke naak ka baal hai. It's so close to him, right? So, if we get to know about this and he comes around here, will our attitude be the same? So the attitude changed because of the attribution. Who is he attributed to? See that? Just because of the attribution, and there's a whole change in the outlook. Allah bag maaf kare. We all are gunegars, right? But if there's a very generous person coming in, you know, and you got millions and billions just to distribute, right? And he's come here in a madrasa or somewhere else. Right? He's come here, and you know, he wants to give out. Came in a masjid, but he came to give out. And number two is one broken down, drawny, bichara, nothing. So you say, let me go and remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will bless me. So our attitudes towards both will be the same. This person and this person, attitudes will be the same. See the attribution. And the attribution brings about the whole change. It's my father, now the attribution is different. And my whole attitude will change. My son, attribution, and the whole attitude will change. So the whole masla revolves around attribution. what it's been attributed to. So, sometimes the attribution is about a place, sometimes it's about a person, sometimes it's about a time. And all three has to be understood in context to be able to maximize, to get the maximum virtue out of it. So, you know it's your father, right? And you know the virtue. You respect, you'll be kind, you'll be courteous, you'll do what is supposed to be done, you know the virtue. So you have a different approach altogether. My mother marhum used to say that people have values like they should have values before. Old people, they watch very carefully. They're a little bit careful about old people, right? They may not release all the arrows from the quiver, but at the right time they'll give it. So she would say, the people do have values, but now, she passed away, Islamically she must have been 89 something, right? So she saw the old, and she saw the recent. So she says, in them time, the values used to be the investment was on human values. I invest in what? In swing human qualities. Righteousness, virtue, taqwa, gratitude, respect. So the whole investment was in human virtues. That was the investment. And now also, people have got values. Values is for financial, commercial. He prints notes, man. You know him, prints notes. Charlie Talk, huh? He's a gold mine. What a good person. What a big heart. So the big heart, meanwhile, you attribute the big heart to the big wealth that he's got. So they have got values, but the values is for something else. Then, it was for human values, bring in right values. It's for the right values, we invest in the person. And now, if he doesn't have that wealth, so alright, nek aadmi hai, theek hai, apna kaam karta hai bas. That's the type of relationship we have with real wealth values. But with material, visual values, we look at the person differently, totally different. So see how the world, the turn is taken. So in her day, this is what she observed, and now in our day, this is what she's observing. Isn't it a world of a difference? It's a marked difference, it's a world of a difference. If the child can be financially stable, this child is a mashallah child. So alright, no, Allah Pak, take care of this child, it's alright. One of those things, you know, we have challenges in our lives, so we'll have to work on him. So this one is like a redundant write-off, and this one is a mashallah child. He's a mashallah child, you know what he does. The only thing he needs to correct is, he's not too good in his namaz yet. That's the only small problem he's got. See, the only small problem he's got, his namaz is not right. This one, well, it's a write-off now, you know, maybe taking care of him, it's alright. He is good in his namaz, but otherwise he's a write-off. See now how we read. Situations, serve people, and where our minds have gone to. So because the relationship is with the wrong things, then our whole minds go wrong. We don't understand where the rot is coming from. You know, I was explaining to people some examples, but it's too real, right? But then we don't think about it. Say, you know, the topics that are in vogue in this present day, sometimes it's about the LG, sometimes it's vaccine, and sometimes it is interfaith. Right? These are the three things, right? These are the topics that are generally spoken. So say, for example, these things that started off somewhere in Malawi or Tanzania or Zululand or Pondroland, right? Started off there. Then, and the best scientists there in Pondoland or Feather or Zululand or Basutu land, wherever it started off, right? Right. Or Malawi, or Tanzania, or Bangladesh. Then, will it have been given world recognition? Or because America, the West, then they have given it recognition, so then the whole world is overwhelmed. Right. Can you see that? So if it started here, if they tried to pick it up, nobody would have given it recognition. Because it was picked up here, so the world gave it recognition. But as insan, I say, is there anything different? Both are the same. He's a human being, he's a human being. So this we gave it recognition, this no recognition. What was the reason? The only thing I can feel, I can imagine, I can think of, is that we are suffering from a complex. Ihsas-e-kamtareen. White is right. Right. White, because it came from the white, therefore it's right. Don't ask. Vaccine, don't ask about it. Interfaith, don't ask about it. Why it came from there. But it came from Pondoland, Malawi, Tanzania, it came from there, then. But we need to question this thing, how it works. And you know, the law is this, that a vaccine must be tested out, run out, roll it out for 10 years, and after 10 years, only then can we recognize the thing. They will put all the law in place. But it came from this quarter then. You're not being responsible. You must distance, you know. And somehow, we'll try and push the hadith, squeeze the hadith into the equation that was created from who. So whatever is coming from that end, to me when I look at it on a broader perspective, is pure Satanism. Pure Shaitanism. That thing. And this Shaitanism, it got three pillars. Three pillars to stand on, right? The one pillar is a godless public. The public must become godless. Desensitized from Allah Ta'ala's awareness. So Allah Ta'ala is nothing now. So therefore you'll find the secular school, will it be the place to emphasize and impress about Allah Ta'ala, His presence, His greatness, His glory, His majesty, be it an Islamic school, right, or be it a pure Western school, will this be the main emphasis? Hey, this is our star student. It's the Islamic, he needs to catch up, man. Otherwise, he's a star student. So Islam is not in the equation. By the way, we got Islam there as well, just to show that you are in Islamic school. So is Islam the important thing? And if the child, be truthful to ourselves, so you are all A's, you got for math, science, everything, and Islam you got about D, will you make a noise for it? And science and English and whatever else, if they got a D and an E, and Islam you got A symbols, then you better get up, you better get up. You know what you're doing? See, the whole mind is working in reverse. So whatever is coming from that end, that is worthy of respect. Right. So that means you are suffering from a complex. And that whole mind has to be retuned, recorrected. Right. That is why Mahatma Sarvam used to say repeatedly that what is supposed to be achieved in the company of the Buzuganadi. You see, it's not the ibadat, and it is not the nafal actions. That's not the thing to be acquired. Then what is supposed to be acquired? The thing that is supposed to be acquired is their zawq, right? Their flavor. You know, zawq would mean a flavor. So they got a certain ambiance, they got a certain flavor. That flavor has to be acquired. And to understand flavor, right, you prepare a black drink with itself. Just like that. But now you got the ingredients of coke then. See, it's got the flavor. It's got the price. You didn't get the flavor, no matter, you made it look. It's a coke bottle. The color is the same. The cover is the same. But does it fit the price? So it doesn't fit the price. Why it doesn't fit the price? Flavor is not there. Now, people are trying. They're trying a lot of things. How someone coming from a Western country, Australia or America, Western countries, hey, you know what a beautiful Islamic center we have, all the recreations we have got. So these things keep all the youngsters occupied. So they don't go into wrong. What a great thing, what a great service we provided for Islam. See how they're talking, right? We're talking about them, but we're not talking about school or backyard. What's going on in your backyard is the Pedal Jamaats. You heard about the Pedal Jamaats? Look here. That's the problem. You heard about Pedal Jamaat? Oh, what's wrong? Which world are you living in? The whole overport is crowded with Pedal Jamaat. Crowded, overcrowded. Aunties at about 75, they join the Pedal Jamaat. You heard about that? Then aunties are active there. With a tennis ball and all that, active in the Jamaat. Falling down, breaking their hands, going to hospital. Pedal Jamaat. Still, you didn't hear about these things. The whole overport is buzzing with it. And they got the same story. No, you know, we're saving our Islam. We're not going to see namaz and wrong things. Is that the place of a woman? Is that the place of a Muslimah? Is that the place? So they lost the taste. The flavor is gone. Because the West is doing it, so we must do it. So the same one, he states in a different way, right? He said it before this Pedal Jamaat thing started off. So in his day, it was all this, people were flying high, hostesses. So now he talks about that. He says, that woman will clean the filth in the toilet, the vomit of a passenger, and she'll be proud, I'm a hostess. But to do the same thing for her father, it's an insult. It's a disgrace. For her mother, for her father, that's an insult, it's a disgrace. But to do it at the status of a hostess, it's pride. I am a hostess of British Airways. You know who I am? See. So they're also looking at attribution. The same filthy job they're doing, but because of the attribution, they feel so high of themselves. Now, it's going to be an embarrassment for us if we're going to attribute ourselves to the wrong things. Now, this is about 45 years ago, right? Talking about 45 years ago. Now, that woman would take it as an honor, you know. One Jamaat, Tabligh Jamaat is coming to my house. I'm feeding them. I don't want you to be feeding them. You come for the Dawat Jamaat. 2 days I'm going to feed them. At my house, they're going to be staying there for 3 nights. Right? So, it's a feather on my cap that they're coming here. I'll feed them, I'll host the program, so and so more, I'll give the talk. So that was the feather in the cap. And now, even, you know, they can't keep lashing on me. There's other people also. I did once now in 5 years, so it's enough now. Now, don't talk about it again. See, the whole mind, flavor is gone. Before it was an honor to keep them. Before it was an honor to have the program. Before it was a barakat. Before there was no need to have rukya specialists. So that all these jamaat programs, talim and all that. So everything was under control. Now that is gone, so you have to have rukya specialists and whatever else. Something is missing in the equation. And something has come and filled the void. So this is now outdated because it's not the market. The zok is gone, the taste, the flavor is gone. And the flavor of deen is gone, then it's replaced with all these things here. So that real fulfillment in the house is not experienced. What you're supposed to be experiencing in the house, that's no longer experienced. Now this time, this Pedal Jamaat thing, we have its problems. There's so many people that are complaining. NMJ, near there, they got something, or India, they got it. And the neighborhood is complaining. They're complaining now. I tell 1 o'clock they're playing, we can't get our sleep. I'm over 60, I can't get my sleep. Complain to them, say, no, you do what you want to, this is going to continue. So it's got anything to do with Islam. It's got with Kufristan. It's got nothing to do with Islam. It's Kufristan. Imagine now this old man, he's complaining to them, but I can't manage it. Please do it at some other time. No, you can do what you want. That's a straight answer that they get. And all these things coming on the mail. Normally, it's not one isolated problem. Numerous people coming sometimes on the phone, sometimes they come personally, sometimes on the mail. But they complain. But no, they can carry on. You know,
The body is an amanat, and we need to look after this amanat. And deen is not an amanat. Your neighbor is not an amanat. To look after him and give him a good treatment, isn't that an amanat? You know, my body is an amanat. I need to look after it. Jump to all those spectators, 70-year-old woman and she's jumping, 60-year-old and she's jumping. Right. As though كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَمُوتُونَ, the way they're carrying on, like they're not going to die. So the whole flavor is gone. Now the mothers are like that, so what's going to be with the children? You know, this type of sad stories, I don't like to bring it up. But I'm showing what's going on. You know, from numerous, several quarters I'm hearing that many people have gone on to America and all these places here. They're coming back. Either going to Turkey, Malaysia, or Dubai, whatever else they come. So, I was wondering now, a sudden change now, sometimes families of 8, 9, and they were quite well settled there, in those countries, this is coming back. They're not talking too much of South Africa, but other places. Then there was one American that came here. He comes here about once in 2 years, something comes, the last 5, 8 years he came here. So he's telling me, like, he's telling of his own, things are not the same in the West as it used to be in the past. So I said, what's not the same? That was his opening statement, what's not the same? He says now, learners from grade 4, 5 afterwards, enter matric and pass post-matric. Then he's telling me, his observation, now he's a pharmacist, right? So he's telling me that approximately 25% of those learners are moving away from Islam, have moved on from Islam. Hauzubillah, murtad they've become. So I said, then what's the problem, what's the catalyst, what's the cause? So no, from the very formal years, they are trained, these children are trained to ask how, what, when, don't accept anything on surface value, must ask. So ask of Allah Ta'ala when, how, who said it, why. So I have to explain those people sometimes, I have to explain them that some things you have to cut it short and make it blunt and tell the person that you are too small to understand the thing. When you come of age, when you are level of maturity, then you can understand. If that child that is at the age of 9, 10, 11 and he comes to the father, or at the age of 8 he comes to the father, but how it came about, then you're going to show a practical demonstration. You're going to do that. A practical decision, this is how it happens. We caught and we made and how we do it. We'll do all that. But now, father, what's the proof that I came like that? Show me the proof. If you don't give me the proof, then I'll feel that I just fell from the whole heaven. Or a whole bundle of children just brought to the hospital and you picked one and brought it here. So how do you know? I must have the proof. So if the child speaks out like this, are you going to answer him? And step by step, you know, see the first step, this is how you do it. Second step, this is how you do it. And then too, I don't know whether it was the father's seed that went in or someone else's seed went in that I came up with. I don't have any proof. So these type of people, you have to give them that type of blunt answers. Because for Allah Ta'ala, they can do everything to run the faith down, the aqidah down. It doesn't mean anything. So I was explaining that this whole Westernism revolves around three pillars. One is godless. So in their godless belief, they'll give it a different name. They won't give it a godless, they say secularism. Right? But secularism, what does it revolve around? Do they ever talk about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? Hisab kitab, that you stand before Allah Ta'ala, you give a truthful account of all what you've done. Do they talk about it? Or they only talk about how to improve yourself materially. Stronger, more secure, material. What is the whole basis? So from that formal years of the child, from the age of 5 or 6, till he's matriculated and passed, everything is about material, material, material. So when he's now well developed and strong, so what is the greatest concern of the child? Godless, a whole generation of godless people. So that's the first pillar. So when the person becomes godless, you know,
is desensitized, right? Then you can give him the maneuver that you want. You can maneuver him however you want. Takaful, bank, insurance, medical aid, whatever. Everything, he'll hold on to everything. Why? Because the material became the center of his existence. That became the central thing. So you say, you know, you're going to be good to your parents, kind, and you will have a good life, you'll have barakat. By the way, it's not one of those things. But you must have something materially also. Won't he say that? So his reliance, his trust will not be on the hadith. The hadith is that you be good to your family, good to your parents, Allah will give you a lot of barakat in your life and in your wealth. So that doesn't have a big meaning for him. But that insurance cover, medical cover, this cover, yeah, that cover, that means too much to him. So I ask you, where's the iman? In the Mubarak words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or the words of shaitan? Ask yourself. So this whole thing is revolving around a shaitanic mentality. And I'm saying it with conviction. And what Allah Pak says about this whole thing is, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. That he's your enemy, take him as an enemy. He's never going to be your friend, no matter what he says. Says interfaith or multi-faith, whatever. He's not going to be a friend. لَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى. What emphasis Allah Pak says? حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّةً. You're not on the same page as them. They're not interested in you. They'll be only interested if you come onto the same page. So, talk about all these things, multi-faith, one gathering. As though we're all the same. One doesn't have a superiority over the other. I ask you, is there anything more to this multi and interfaith? Exactly the same. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَانٌ. See this, look at this verse properly and then compare it against the interfaith nature, that mentality. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَانٌ. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَا. Don't be in cahoots with them. Until you don't see them committed, حَتَّى يُحَاجِرُ. Until you don't see them giving that full commitment, don't you be in cahoots with them. Jesus, godless. So call it materialistic, call it godless, call it secularism. Different names, but it comes under the ambit of this one line. Godless. So that's the first pillar of their support. The second pillar of their support is rule out every type of indecency. Nothing must be indecent. Okay. So, it's a crude example to use, right? To talk about LG, to talk about a gay, a lesbian, like it's normal, like, right? It's not treated as so vulgar, it's not treated bad, right? Right? But now, just talk just about the word shit, right? Now compare this against gay, lesbianism, LG. What's treated in their culture, in their circles, what is treated with so much of disgust? This word here or that word? I'm sorry to use the word, but I'm showing you the mentality and how they have mesmerized the mind. They've gone right through that you also will feel disgusted with this word here. And that word, you don't feel much about it. It's a natural tendency. It's going towards it. So what? See how they're mesmerized. Gone right deep into your roots. I was surprised. Well, Ismail pulled out an article. I read that article many years ago, but he pulled it out again. So, someone is discussing with Mohan Sahan Puri Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Shah Sahab Rahmatullahi, you see about Mohan Sahan Puri Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. That kabhi sadiyon mein ek hi faqihun nafs hota hai. Ye Mohan Sahan Puri faqihun nafs hai. We sing as the Shah Sahib is saying. So understand, see attribution, understand the person. He is a faqihun nafs. Right? Now he's talking to, someone is talking to him. He said, to ye hamare jaise aadmi, hamari baradari ke aadmi hai. Aur bas aqaid ke kuch masle mein ek do juz'i ikhtilaf hai. Thoda sa juz'i ikhtilaf hai aqaid ke masle mein. That's the khulasa of it. So this was very, very disturbed, and he says,
You know, you're saying he's got ikhtilaf, he's got a difference in certain matters of beliefs, and you consider he's just like a small, like a sideline, you know, small thing. This is mirat or tajruba here. Forget an ikhtilaf. Forget an ikhtilaf. His approximate words. That, agar aqeedah ke masle mein, agar thora sa shak ho, uski tabahi ke saman ke liye kafi hai. If you just have a doubt in any of your aqeedah, in your beliefs, it's enough for your disaster. See that? See, I'm showing you now, interfaith, right? Then I spoke about his insurance, all that, right? And then the take. The Rasulullah was saying, you look after your parents, look after your family, argue barakat. Where the world is saying that you must have a cover, have this cover, have that cover. So then the average Muslim, where's he yaqeen? His yaqeen? In this cover here, or the cover of Rasulullah? So is it now touching faith or not? Is it touching your iman or not? Ask yourself. So where is it gone? So this thing revolves around the same thing, what I was speaking at the beginning, our Buzwana Din is saying, that get the flavor right. You got the flavor right, then you're going right. So the second element that they revolve around is anything that's indecent. So now, presently as we stand, is there anything like indecent behavior amongst them? Amongst them, is there anything like indecency? They say, follow your tendencies, anything. From a small little child, your tendency. Just follow it, no problem. How many cases now you get, people are coming, complaining. Now, some time I'm trying the people, right? Your children as small as they are, please don't leave them unsupervised. Even if they're playing with your cousin, their own cousins, but don't leave them unsupervised. Then you get, I repeat this all the time. I say no. You got a complaint. Today is a complaint again. Professional person went to his relative's house, wife's relative's house. So the wife just want to see on the child, and they're playing with children under the age of 7, right? Girls under the age of 7. Now she got a shock when she saw that each child's hand is in the next child's private part. No, this is not coming, you know, he's coming like a shock to me. I said, no more shock to me, because so many shocks I went through, there is no more shocking. No, you got the shock the first time, alright, it's a serious thing. But now that shock is coming all the time, so you become immune to it, alright, you feel hurt about what's going on, but it's so much. So whether it's a good home or not a good home, then I explained the person, I said, why? He said, you may be careful about your child, what he's going to, what gadgets he's got in his hand. But do you expect the same thing from the next person? You want to entertain yourself, you're too busy, just take this and play. Keep yourself occupied. And what programs he's going into there? One person is saying, now, we've got mullahs in our family and all that. And then, my mother was getting a little bit uneasy, so she went into the room. So the one brother is about 11 years of age, and the other is about 9 years of age, and both are undressed, and one is over the other, sending it. So it's no more shocking to me. So the mother shouted them and all that, asked them to bath. So then the mother tried to quiz them that where this thing is. Oh, you'll ask us to be online to study and all that. So from one, press one button to the next button, and we're seeing something, how it's going, how it starts off, and how it ends up. So we're online. See, we're online. So advanced. See. So it's not a time to be relaxing. If you want your child to be a human being, to be a Muslim, to be a human being, there is not a time to be relaxing. You have to be on the case. Like what's going on. So every fabric, you know, every thread of decency is wiped out. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. The first two things I spoke about, does it come under the verse or not? الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Does it come or not? See, I'm saying it's shaitanic. It's coming from that end. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. See where it's coming from and see what they're talking about. So that's the second pillar which it supports itself. The third pillar which it supports itself is extravagance and waste. وَلَا تُبَذِّرُوا. Then وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. See where it's coming from. So it's got all its roots. Extravagance, waste, etc. So that now how it plays out in us, plays out like this, that we have ruled out the line of contentment. Don't be content. Work. Now, look at the teaching of the hadith. The hadith is teaching us, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. You can't be complacent now. You know, the world is changing, man. The cost of living, everything is going up. I don't want you to be a broken down Johnny. You mustn't come and latch on me, you know. So that's a lesson you give the child. But what the hadith is teaching us, qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allah, give me the contentment. So I was explaining this in the Jummah, you know. I began to observe things at around 1960, early 1960. Before that, you're still too small to observe. But then as you're coming up, then you start observing and see what's going on. So I began to observe things from the early 60s. But now, you know, as you age, then your never changes. You saw something first. That was the first impression. Then as you grow in age, then you start reading it. Then as you progress further, then look deeper into it, alright? I saw this, then I saw this, then I saw this. Now, what's the difference of the past and what's going on today? So I saw in 60, people or the family, whoever it was, that if they went for Hajj, right, man was a changed person. Went, his whole lifestyle changed. I became a soft person, gentleman, dealings are true, honest person. Namazi is regular. And nearly all the persons that I saw, after that they were all tahajjud. They punctual on the tahajjud. Alright, they did their business. I won't say they didn't do business. They punctual on the tahajjud, very honest, clean. Their lives are very decent. The immodesty is out of there. The whole attire changed. The attire changed, beards came up. There was a marked difference when the person went for Hajj and he came back. He went and he came back. You could see now that Hajj did something to him. So what was the differentiating line? I attribute it to the understanding of attribution. Where we're going to? Hard-earned money. We're going to the Baytullah. Whose house it is? So they had that heart brimming with the azmat, may you azim. See, in the whole Hajj thing, Allah brings about the verse, may you azim sha'ira, Surah Hajj. And in the midst of the discussion of Hajj, azim fil nasi, Allah says, may you azim sha'ira Allah. Taqwa al-qulub. That means the heart was different at that time. The hearts were brimming with the greatness, with the glory, with the azmat of Allah Ta'ala. Now, people are going 50 times, 20 times, 30 times. But show me how many people you can see who have marked difference before and after. You can say, yeah, they became worse. If they were aggressive then, now they became raw, hostile. Right. Do you see that or don't you see it? Before, they were very punctual in their dressing. Now, we don't have to wear a topi. We still look like Muslims wearing the thobe. So what? Now before the whole thing was totally different. He went for Hajj and came back. The man was a different person. He was a different person. Now he's sitting in the masjid, crying, making dua, istighfar, tawbah, Quran Sharif. You see the color of the Baytullah on the person. You see the person, the colors you see. You see that he went with a certain mind and he's coming. So it means that now you're going, are you going with the frame of mind that's ibadat, the Baytullah, the house of Allah Ta'ala, with that level of understanding, importance? Oh, one of those things, alright, it's a holiday period now, and I need to go to this place here, let me go there, and alright, we'll have some good time also, we'll come back. So what's the frame of mind? Well, I'm going to the three harams. But these three shaitans, have you dashed it out of your life? See these three shaitans I spoke about. Shaitan ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. And inna al-muwadhirina kanu ikhwan al-shayateen. I ask you, the average person, does he have these three things or not? Does he have it or not? Just ask yourself. That is why, for a long time, I was impressing, you know, that this fazail al-sadaqat, that's the antidote for this zamana. Because the whole thing is about against dunya, against dunya, against dunya. And that dunya is ra'asu kulli khatiya, hubbu dunya, ra'asu kulli, it's a root. You got that plucked out, then you got some, you are a sensible person, you are a sensible person. But you got that within your roots, then no matter what you do to irrigate yourself, you're not going to make a drastic change. Sometimes it will be changing. Like, imagine, it was a lemon tree, right? Lemon tree. And you're watering it with sarbat. Or with cold drink. It will become sweet. So that's what we're doing. It's a lemon tree, right? But we're watering it with sarbat. Thinking, oh, you're doing so much. So that whole root has to be corrected. You have to be uprooted. That whole thing must be uprooted. And it has to be replanted with the right frame of mind. Get it in the right place, the right roots, get it right. Then you'll see the branches going right. Then you'll see the fruit going right. But now you keep it like that, just water it like that. Then kya hoga? Zok sahi karo, zok fasit ho gaya. That whole zok is gone off. See that? So the Juma talk that I ended up with an illustration. And most of the times, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, there's some people here on a Jummah, when I'm talking to them, and they're wanting advice. And then something comes to my head, I'll speak about it, then that was as though like a rehearsal. In the office it was a rehearsal, and the same thing comes into the bayan. So I gave it there, right, as a nasihat, and then it became like a rehearsal to be given at the pre-Jummah. So I explained this. See, I asked those people that came from Malaysia, I said, see, for the train to be right, you need two things in order, right? Two things, basic, you need to have it in order. Then the train can go right. One is, for the whole train to be onto the track. So, if you have an A-class train, best state of the art, all the facilities, all the kitchen, the bath, the beds, the attendants, the girls, everything, A-class, you know, double A-class you want, private rooms, everything. You can't talk of a luxury that you don't find, everything. But the only small problem is God, it's not on the track. Can that thing make, can it cover any distance? But otherwise, it's got everything, but it's not on the track. So when it's not on the track, can it cover any distance? So that's the first requirement for progress in deen. You have to be on the track. The track means the way we've inherited from the top. Why I say from the top is after the Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu anhum, then Allah Pak says that for you to be also eligible for Jannat, then what you require وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So we have outlined the Ansar, the Muhajirin. But the rest of yous, if you want to be entering where they're entering, then you need to be following them. Right? So, what the Quran Sharif is telling us then, that your coming to us will only be recognized if you emulate. So for the people that came after the Sahaba Kiram, those people will follow the Sahaba Kiram. For them Allah Pak says, radiallahu anhum wa addaram jannatin tajri tahta al-anharu khalidina fiha abada thalika al-fawzul azim. Then for us, we'll be on track, right? If we are emulating the people that we see closest to the Sahaba-i Kiram. Because we couldn't see the Sahaba-i Kiram, and nor will our elders see the Sahaba-i Kiram, but they followed those that were closest, that according to their understanding, they felt that this person is the closest to the Sahaba-i Kiram. So we held on to them, right? When you held on to them, then it will be like the train, right? And the train requires two things for its movement. One, it needs to be on the track. And the second thing it requires is it must be connected properly to the engine. It must have an engine and it must be correctly connected to the engine. So it's got everything but it's not connected to the engine. Or the engine is not right. The engine is not right, or if the engine is right, it's not connected. So the engine has to be right and there needs to be a strong connection. And the connection must be just one day, now and then, for its movement, or it needs to be a permanent connection. See? So I was wondering, from saying by the Majlis of Hazrat Rahmat Tarek, something in our age now, it's going to be a little bit of a difficult one, because Hazrat is saying that the taluk must be there all the time. Now that question is coming in my mind, but we are African, we have our Mashghale, so what kind of way? That only that question is, he says, then aisa hona chahiye, your mind must be like this, to get that connection right, that, you know, if it was possible for me to have wings and come to the Shaykh straight away, I would have gone the street. So that means, what he's saying, what I understood, your mind must be absorbed in your Shaykh. You know what they say, fana. That you get that fana, at the first level, fana fi Shaykh. Then fana fi Rasul, then fana fi Allah. So it goes in stages. You don't just go into Dora straight away. One child came in now, it happened, sometimes it happens, you get some, I don't know what you call them, a hybrid or whatever. He's supposed to be in an Adadiya, and he's sitting in the Dora now. See, you can't, kis tarah se pahunch gaya. So what's wrong if I sit in the Dora? So there's a system, isn't it? There's a sequence. So here also there's a sequence. You finish that level, then automatically you will go on to the second level, and then you will go on to the third level. So now, fanafillah, one shot, you'll damage yourself. What? You'll damage yourself. You have to go, but go in stages. So that second requirement is to keep yourself attached. But the attachment must be such that you absorbed. So mentally you absorbed. So, you're not looking at the night or day, you're looking at the engine. That coach is not looking at the night or the day, he's just looking on the engine. So, no matter what's happening around, that thing keeps connected properly to that engine, and the engine is making the progress, that thing is making the progress. The point that the engine will reach, the coach will definitely reach. Where that engine will reach, the coach will have to reach there. But provided that the coach keeps itself connected, engine must be right, and the coach must keep itself connected right through. Then wherever the engine is going, jahan par wo pahunchta hai, aap bhi pahunch jayenge, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala ke fazl se. There may be a difference, perhaps, in the ranking, but usi maqam par pahunch jana, ye koi choti si ne'mat hai. To be reaching where they are reaching, is it a small thing? I know that year that we went for Hajj, right? So there were two planes, our plane and another Sheikh Hamza's plane, right? All moving same, the same time. But it was a blessing, right? Our plane had Hazrat Ji, by Abdul Wahab Sahab, or Umar Sahab, all that, right? All moving together. Alright, they'll be in a different seating, right? We'll be in a different seating. But just to have that, we've got these people, inshallah, one drop of that barakat will just fall down. Inshallah, we'll be the hum big mangne wale apne haath ko kar rahe hain. To Allah Ta'ala, kuch na kuch katraat hamare یہ سخی کے شان کے خلاف ہے. When it is the سخی is the most generous of all, right? When he'll throw out his blessings, he won't just confine it just to that favorite. We'll get some drops also coming on this side and that side. So, where they will reach, you will reach. Alright, they will be in exclusive state. But the fact that you're reaching there, what a solace, what a comfort do you get, don't you get? So you see this. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. So the only thing you require, they was unconditional. رضي الله عنهم أرض. It was unconditional. And the rest of the people after that, اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Ihsan can have a whole host of meanings, can mean sincerity. Can mean also that you are connected to them with love and a passion. Not grudging, you have to be with them now, you can't help it now. You have to stick around with them now. You get some woman getting married now, say, I'm stuck with this person, I got 2 children now. What can I do now? I have to just stick around this person, you know. I made the wrong choice now. But now, what will people say? Your children are coming from a broken home, you're a single parent. So just to stick it, I'll be with them. So is that ihsan? No. So you're following them, not grudgingly, with a passion, with love, right? And with ikhlas and sincerity, then you see you flying. Then you see the fulfillment. Then you see the satisfaction. Then you begin to see things in perspective. See? So now if you went to that edadiya, the first year, second year, and now it's some grammatical law, nahu or sarf, etc. Now don't you have a proper picture of what's going on? And you didn't go through all this, and the ustad is explaining something about grammar and something ta'khiru mahaqqu wa ta'khiru mahaqqu wa taqdim. Will you be able to be following the whole argument? Can't get it. With a translation right perhaps, but you won't get that clarity. You know, as you're moving in suluk, then you'll have some trials also. So I'm sitting by Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi, right, perhaps it's about the third month, right? Third month or the fourth month, and the Khanka. All I stayed was about 6 months. So about third month or something, and the letter came from home, you know. We got a girl for you, and you better say, yeah, because, moko hachwi lawan, you know. The ladies, it's an opportunity, and you must grab the opportunity. Don't let it go. So now, here you're sitting here in Jalalabad. Now you don't know what's going on home on that side, what they're thinking like. But alhamdulillah, whatever happened, will go to Hazrat Yahya. That was the relationship, small thing, private thing, public thing, domestic, whatever it was. It's all right. Whatever it is now, this thing is in my mind now. And now, on the one side, I have to respect my parents. One side, we came for some purpose here. So, how do you reconcile? Now, one is now saying, all right, I'll find a way of reconciliation. I'll do it myself. But then, that's not being fair to the sheikh. All these thoughts were running to my head. Okay, let me run it with him. Whatever he says, we'll take it from there. So now, I have a clear mind. If I'd taken the first way, would my mind be clear? So now I'm, you know, mixing up things. I'm doing my thing, and the sheikh is also doing something. So would my mind be clear? But in the second, I put the whole thing to him. The whole buck is shifted to him. Let him take the decision. Aap jaane apna kaam jaane. Finish. So isn't it easier that way? I have the letter in my pocket. I said, I'll go and explain the whole thing. Before I could open the letter, Hazrat says, you know, there's two ways. Ek suluk ijmali hai, or ek tafseeli hai. One is the suluk, you're coming on suluk, coming for your islah, reformation, correction, to get to Allah. Obviously, suluk means to get to Allah Ta'ala. But one is ijmali, and one is tafseeli. What is like, you got the primary things, like you're going to primary school, right? To school, you mean to get the basics right, right? So, that's the primary level. Now, the primary level, also you can progress. You know how to read, write, maths. 2 plus 2 is 4, and 4 plus 8 is 12. That you can make out, right? But now, you want it a little bit on an advanced level. Tafsir, you can all the facts before you. Right? Work out this complicated mathematic problem. So you've got 2 plus 2 knowledge, you can't work out that problem. So now, he's taking it to an advanced level. Advanced level, he needs to explain the whole concept, but clearly. The whole concept must come, and must come clearly. You know, you're getting the whole thing, you're understanding, alright, this is done here, why this happened like that. So you're getting the whole picture. So he says that one is the tafsili suluk. And the tafsili suluk, that tafsil, that what you want in detail, that is not just 1 month or 2 months. So you are just in the Khanqah for 2 months. It requires some time. 6 months, 7 months, 8 months it requires. So his whole emphasis was on the tafsili suluk. The tafsili suluk takes time. It's not going to happen in 1 month. Though you want it to happen. Right? You go to the best gynecologist, right? And you want to expedite the pregnancy from 1 month straight to 9 months. Does it happen? Can it happen? As a miracle, nothing is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. But does it happen? Adat of Allah Ta'ala, does it happen? From the Adadiyah, you want to show up to Dora one shot. Does it happen? It can happen. Can anybody say it's impossible? Nobody can say it's impossible. It can happen, but does it happen? It doesn't happen. There may be some isolated cases where as a miracle something just happened. Maryam alayhi salam just came, Isa alayhi salam just came up, right? That was a miracle. But then I speak to the student at that time, but it was also a blessing of Allah Ta'ala that miracle just stopped. It didn't continue, right? And it had to stop because until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was the wahi. And when he stopped there, if he didn't stop there, right, then women will be getting children and say, no, I am also like Maryam alayhi salam, you know. So they could do anything and everything. Said, I'm also like Maryam alayhi salam. I got that miracle as she went through it. So will there be any control then? Because the wahi has subsided, finished. It's terminated. When it's terminated, and she say, no, you're continuing that same style, then kya hoga? So, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we're talking about attribution and the importance of attribution. Otherwise, this whole world is a world of confusion. From the beginning till the end, there must be, there's Adam alayhi salam, there's Shaitan. Musa alayhi salam, there's Firaun. So they must be. If there was Abu Bakr, then there's Abu Jahl. Do you see that? If there's Abu Ayyub Ansari, then Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. So you must have these opposites. So within all this, this whole confusion, you have to work it out now. How do I go? So that's why you say, without the Shaykh, you can't. You try and do it, you get more confused.